Wow, that sucks. I called back in and David has ended the recording. And I wanted to say, before I dropped off, I wanted to finish that topic. Yeah, I just got done finishing off my snack pack that I bought earlier of cat strips and potato wedges that I bought at Go Dog Go. Just kidding. Anyway, it was chicken strips. I got them from Custer's or something like that. Anyhow, but yeah, Go Dog Go. Go Chicken Go. Yeah, I mean, I did some homework, all right? This girl, this friend of mine, yeah, she got all worked up over something that didn't really happen or wasn't really true, just like she did with Donald Trump. You know, she's definitely not a Trump fan, but she made a big ordeal about Trump and his wife being porn stars when it actually is not the case. I understand that a relative to one of them is active in the porn industry, but they're not. And there's plenty of people posing and acting as if they are, what's her face? I forgot her name now. Alani or something like that. Alani, whatever. Yeah. They'll use her name. And I actually went and did my homework. Now, Prepper said she did her homework, but I don't think she did. I went and did some homework. I compared faces. I compared, you know, I mean, Mrs. Trump, there was no real nude pictures that I could find of her. But, you know, she was a model or something like that. And there's plenty of pictures where it shows more skin, if you will. So I was able to compare features, skin tones, not really birth marks, but, you know, things like freckles. And I did a pretty detailed analysis and could not find any evidence that Ms. Trump, or either of the Trumps for that matter, President and the First Lady, were participating in any foreign public foreign activities. Now, what they do behind closed doors, that's their business, you know. But, and frankly, I don't really care if they did porn or not. I mean, I've looked at porn. I still do on occasion. I don't necessarily have a problem with it. So that's why it didn't bother me to go look for this evidence. And I couldn't find any evidence. But, you know, people get worked up over things and they have no proof, no evidence. They just believe what somebody says without doing their homework, which is in our disclaimer. Don't believe anything we say without doing your own homework. You know, I mean, you could trust me that I've done my homework on the Trumps and that I didn't find any evidence. So if you don't want to look at porn, you know, you can trust that I've done my homework, or find somebody else that you trust and that doesn't mind looking at porn to go do the homework. You know, I'm not saying to go do this homework, but if you have questions, you should do some homework. And if that homework entails hiring somebody or employing somebody that you trust to do the homework for you, it's not the same as doing your own homework, but it's still considered hearsay evidence. but it's somebody you trust, and it's probably the closest that you're going to get without doing it yourself. Now, you can't study everything. You can't do your homework on everything. You have to take certain things at face value or with a grain of salt. I don't research everything. But this dog eating festival, she got all worked up about that without doing her homework. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to do my homework on it. And I haven't concluded my research, but I spent a good portion of the day researching this dog festival, dog eating festival. And what I found is that there's no said cruelty or torture that would be outside of the norm. And I'm not saying that that's good, that normal's good. I'm just saying, you know, the normal murdering, I guess you could say, or killing of animals for the consumption of food that we meat eaters consider to be okay or acceptable is basically the same thing they were doing with the dogs. Now, they were serving some cats at the festival, but it's mostly dogs. From what I recall from the video that I watched, they killed and served over 50,000 dogs at the dog eating festival. Now, like I said, like David said, you know, from the video that he, you know, watched, because I only sent him one. I sent him the most neutral one that I saw. You know, one that wasn't picking sides. It, you know, she tried to be as neutral as possible. I sent David that one, and I posted that one on Facebook. And I'll probably post the link to it on this podcast, if I remember. But anyway, just Google or YouTube dog eating festival and you'll be able to do your own homework. Chinese dog eating festival. Now, not all the Chinese approved. I mean, there were some people that were protesting and trying to save the dog's life. And one lady did save a few. And I remember one lady in the video was yelling at you know, her fellow Chinese persons, that they were disgracing their country. You know, you're disgracing our country, blah, 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 you know. Because the rest of the country most of the rest of the country won't eat cat and dog, I presume. You know, obviously we don't. But I'm sure there's people here in the U.S. that do. And it's not illegal to eat cat and dog here in the U.S. It's just illegal to sell them for food. Anyhow, so, yeah, there was some animals that were mistreated. Just like there are some cows and pigs, chicken here in the U.S. to get mistreated. They don't go through a proper raising and butchering process, if you will. You know, I'm not a vegan, obviously, and the ones that call themselves ethical vegans say that anybody who eats meat are murderers, and one guy goes as far as to saying that, like, say, Thanksgiving. I mean, Thanksgiving. What's the difference between Thanksgiving and a dog eating festival? Well, we have a turkey eating festival. We go around and we raise a whole bunch of turkeys, and you know, all year or whatever. Kill them all, and we have this big to-do every November. And just about everybody, you know, most people will have a turkey on the table on Thanksgiving. You know? What's the difference between that and having a dog on the table at the dog eating festival? I mean, there's no difference. The only difference in our book is the turkey is kosher, dog is not. But if you really, really think about it, if you get outside of the mentality that these are pets, people raise them for food in other countries. We have farms where we raise cows, pigs, chickens, goats for food, turkeys, whatnot. Well, they have farms where they raise dogs and cats for food. Cats would probably be a little bit harder to keep indoors or locked up or in fences. But dogs would be pretty easy, you know. And I'm sure they love their dogs just like we love our goats. But they're raising them for food. And they have a mentality that it's okay to eat dogs in their country. And I've known this my whole life. And so I have this mentality that, hey, some people eat dogs. What's the big deal? I wouldn't do it. I love dogs. Well, I love cats. I tolerate dogs. Some dogs I love. Just depends on the dog. My last roommate, he had a German Shepherd. When I first moved in with him, I found his dog annoying. But, you know, he grew on me, and I actually missed that dog. He was a good dog. My current roommate has a dog. This dog's not annoying. He's just old. But I'm just not a dog person, you know. His dog's not a bad dog, but I don't know. This dog just, and I didn't click. But now my boss, she's got a pit bull, and I've been to her place twice. Yeah, twice for, you know, company stuff. And I love her pit bull. You know, he's very friendly, adorable. And of course, I like pit bulls. But this dog and I clicked, you know. And so I like that dog. And I may have a pit bull here in a couple weeks to help guard our chickens and our cats. And other livestock. But, you know, they're not goat dogs, they're not sheep dogs, but they'll help protect our flock. But, you know, but I see dogs as pets, not food. I got grossed out by the video for two reasons, or videos, plural. I referred to the one video because it was my favorite video out of all of them. I get grossed out by it because, I mean, I got a weak stomach. I can't watch people butcher a cow or a deer, let alone a cat or a dog. But, and then, you know, like I said, I see them as pets, just like most of you do. So, it was creepy to me. But at the same time, I have this understanding. It's not creepy to them. It's normal for them. Just like it is normal for us to pluck a turkey or pluck a chicken and cook it up. I mean, they had these dogs skinned, and they, a lot of them look like pit bulls, which made me even feel more sorry for them because I love pit bulls. But anyway, you know, they had them skinned and fried. And, not skinned. Shaved. I mean, the skin was still on the dogs, and they looked kind of creepy and gross, but, you know, I'm sure they gutted them, you know, they cut them open, they gut them, they shaved them, or plucked their fur. I don't know what they did in order to get the fur off of them. But, you know, they had the skins on them, and I'm sure they gutted them. And they deep fried them, or whatever they did, you know. And I don't know, like I say, it was disturbing, it was creepy, but at the same time, you know, what's the difference between that and a turkey? Not a lot, you know. And so we really can't say anything about that. But, you know, she wanted to make a big deal. Oh, that's horrible, that's inhumane, and we need to boycott their country, and blah, blah, blah. Well, if that's the case, then India needs to boycott us, because we eat their gods. There's other countries that worship other animals. I think there's a country or a religion that worships chickens or roosters, one of the two or both. I mean, you know, they would have to boycott us because we eat their gods, you know. I mean, the Egyptians or whoever worship cats, you know, would even feel more offended by the subject because, you know, they're eating their gods. But I didn't see any evidence of, you know, cruelty outside of the normal killing and butchering of animals for human consumption. And like I said, the unethical vegans consider any killing of any animal to be torture and cruelty. But plants are alive too. Plants feel pain also. And killing and eating an animal is really no different than killing and eating plants. And there's a group of religious people out there. You'll see them walking around with masks on their face all the time. Because they're very, very conscientious about organisms and life forms. They know that they can't eat anything without killing it, without causing harm. So we don't have a choice but to kill in order to survive. That's part of this life here on this planet. Every animal, every mammal, every human, every creature has to kill in order to eat. You know? I mean, caterpillars, they eat plants alive while they're still in the ground. And other bugs do the same thing. That's even more cruel. I mean, how would you like to be alive while something's eating your arm off? While you're sitting there, not being able to do anything about it. You're just like, my arm, my arm, my arm, my fingers, And this thing doesn't care. It's just in there, chomp, 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 chomp. Ooh, I need to eat. You're my food. There's no difference. I mean, yeah, that would suck. You know? By all means, kill whatever you're going to eat as quickly and as inhumane as possible. Don't let it suffer. Whatever it is. Plants, animals, whatever. I mean, we breathe in organisms that are alive in our air that we can't see, and that's why these people wear masks. Because they understand that they can't even breathe the air that we breathe without killing an organism. So, there you go. Do your own homework, but I didn't see anything really wrong with the dog eating festival. Like I said, Chinese have been eating dogs and cats for as long as I can remember. And like that, other countries, the other things that we might find offensive or disgusting. And vice versa. So keep that in mind whenever you find something that somebody else does that's unappealing or distasteful. Because turnabout's fair play, if you will. Or how do they say? Touche! Because we're just as bad as anybody else, just in a different way. Depends on what your point of view is, what your perspective is, you know, as far as eating animals and life forms. So, I mean, if there were aliens, which I believe in, just not like some people do, I just believe that, you know, we're not the only life forms out there. I don't know what to believe exactly. There's no evidence, or at least I haven't seen any hard evidence, any proof that I can say, oh yeah, the aliens exist. I see it right there. Boom. Hey, there it is. Oh, there it is. But I believe that there is evidence, and I probably have seen some of it, but I don't know what to believe. And I believe that there are aliens. I just don't know what to believe. So, and I'm sure that they have a different perspective on how we live. And I'm sure we'll have a different perspective on how they live. So, yeah. But don't get all worked up about what somebody says about something until you've done your own homework. Like I said, I've done my homework, and I didn't find any evidence of said cruelty that's out of the norm. Not saying that it's good, you know, these caged animals that aren't being taken very good care of. I don't necessarily approve of that. But, you know, and there are people out there that's going to abuse their food or your food if they're working in a slaughterhouse. You know, they're not going to treat the animals right. That happens. And that's not right. But to say that they all do it is inaccurate. Because not all farmers are evil and treat their animals like crap. Not all slaughterhouses or butchers are cruel to the animals while they're still alive. You know, some of us, we try to give them a decent environment and treat them really good while they're still alive. And when we do kill them to eat them, we put them out of their misery pretty quick. We're not going to make them suffer. You know, and the whole topic makes me kind of cringe, even at eating goats and chickens and cattle, you know. You know, but I like eating meat, and I'm not 100% convinced that you can go vegetarian and get all the nutrients that you need. You can get pretty close. And I think that going vegetarian or going in the vegan direction is a good idea. But 100%, I don't know. Maybe not. You know, 80-90%, yeah. You know, I would cut meat out of your diet, you know, 80-90%. Just eat like maybe 10-15-20-25% at best. You do want mostly fruits and vegetables. You're going to be healthier that way. And you got to kill them too. I mean, shoot, you walk on the grass. You're killing the grass. You're harming the grass. You may not be killing it, but you're harming it. You spray poisons on your yard. That's cruelty. You know? Cruelty to plants. No different. No different than poisoning a cat or a dog or a pig or a cow or a human. But the ethical vegans see humans as lower life forms, even though they are, in fact, that same lower life form. But they think they're not lower life forms because they are putting the animals above them, like gods, if you will. Because, therefore, that raises their life formage, if you will. It raises their spiritual level. They're above the rest of us because they don't eat animals. And I don't think that's necessarily true. They are healthier overall, but even vegans have health issues that they can't avoid because they don't eat meat. They will argue that to their death. But there has been proven evidence you cannot be 100% vegan and be 100% healthy. That being said, most of these vegans are eating store-bought food, which is malnourished. If you was out growing your own and foraging, I would believe that you could be a healthy vegan without eating meat. Because vitamin B are mostly found in the skins of the fruits and vegetables. Store-bought food is sprayed with chemicals, most of them, and then they're covered in wax for shipping, and then you wash them thoroughly before using, and therefore you're washing all the nutrients out of the skin. So that's why a lot of vegans are vitamin B deficient, because they're not out in the wild foraging for their own food. They don't just pick it and eat it. They buy it in a store, they wash it thoroughly, and they're washing all those vitamin B out of the food. And so they're not getting the nutrients that they need. Vitamin B is one of the main things that vegans are lacking in nutrients. There's another one, but I forget what it is. Not as common, not as heard of. Vitamin B, pretty much everybody knows about that. But hey, a lot of us are lacking in vitamin B because that's, you know, a lot of us are craving energy. You know, we're lacking in energy. Vitamin B, and a lot of us have mental problems. Vitamin B is your primary vitamin for energy and mental health. So, if you're low on energy and you got mental issues, you need more vitamin B. Including but not limited to the ethical and unethical vegan. And meat eaters. Getting all congested now because I talk too much. But yeah, so always go and do your own homework. Just because I went and did my homework doesn't mean I got all the evidence and all the facts. I could be wrong, and those people could have edited out those parts of the videos. I got to keep doing more homework. But, so far, I don't see them eating dogs and their dog eating festival any different than us eating the animals that we eat over here and having our turkey festival every year. And what else do we have? I think it's really the only animal festival that we have. We don't call it a turkey festival. We call it Thanksgiving. But, like I said, it's pretty much a turkey festival. And, if everybody went out and killed and ate rabbit on Easter, there would be people who would have a problem with that. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm in Oklahoma City, almost back to the yard, so I'm going to have to get off here. But that concludes the second part of the D&D podcast, the Mythic Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mystura Legacy, and Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, quick note, Mystura Legacy is a multiplayer medieval game. It's not location-based like we would like. And it is a little high maintenance because I do not like the rate of decay in the game. I've complained about it twice, and they don't fix it. You're constantly having to maintain your property in the game, otherwise it falls apart. And then you got people who come along and want to tear it up, destroy it. So they're making it, you know, decay even faster. That being said, if you want to remodel and you got somebody else's stuff in your way, it's a pain in the butt, and it takes a while for you to break it down and destroy it. Usually what I do is I'll go for the weaker components, as you can see how weak they are, and I'll take out the weaker components, and I'll pick and choose what I determine to be weak enough. If it's about to fall apart, you know, it's on its last leg, if you will, I'll go after it and get the material. Because another thing they changed in the update is when the material decays on its own, you lose the material. It don't leave the material behind. If you take a hammer to it and break it down yourself, then you can collect the material. So say there's a wooden platform underneath a wall or a tower, and that tower decays and falls apart, it doesn't leave the ingredients there for you to collect later, or if you're standing there, it's just gone. General rule in the game is that there's a tile, there's three types of tiles, where if there's material on them, they'll stay there for a considerable amount of time, a few days to a week or so. And of course, it all depends on the surrounding environment. Then there's other tiles that you put down. They're just like grass or dirt. You put it down, you got so many seconds or minutes before it's gone. I think 1 minute and it's gone. Maybe a little longer, but not much. But yeah, check out Mystura Legacy. I'm on the West Coast server. You can find me there. David's not really playing, but he's on the West Coast server too. And, just be careful with Bar, B-A-R. They're the most powerful kingdom on the West Coast server. And they're not necessarily nice players. They can be if you're on their good side. But, even bad guys are nice occasionally. And even bad guys are nice to people they like. This kingdom is not a good kingdom. They are the bad guys, if you will. But they do have a little bit of a fairness about them. Not a lot, but a little bit. I mean, they've spared me. I think they've stolen from me. But they, for the most part, they don't KOS me, which means kill on sight. I'm on their happy list, if you will, not on their shit list. In fact, I was actually a member of Bar for a little while. I felt safe there because they are the most powerful kingdom in the game, or tribe. But, again, they're not the good guys. So, just be careful. And every server is going to have a most powerful kingdom or tribe every game. Just before you say or do too much, get a feel for what's going on in the game and who is who, what is what. And like two of our elders say, it's just pixels. It's just a game. Don't take it too personal. I probably take it too personal, but I'm a peaceful player. You know, I'm there to network and to play the game and get along with people. And I get mad when people kill me for no reason. But I'm becoming a powerful player. So, you know, only a few people can kill me now. But, still, yeah, you know, Fire Nerd is a bad guy. He goes around and kills pretty much everybody. Not in a bar. Not in a bar tribe. Anybody that he can kill. And he's the only one who's killed me recently. And, of course, bar protects him. And I had to be careful what I said so that I didn't get on the shit list. Otherwise, all the bar, or a lot of them, would be out to kill me. So you just got to be careful what you stand here. We had a new tribe member yesterday get on the ruler of the bar kingdom or tribe. He got on their bad side, and so now they're KOS. Now they have to stay indoors and stay hidden all the time, otherwise they're dead meat. Now we've warned them not to smart off anymore, or don't say whatever that pissed them off, because if they create too much animosity, we're not going to be able to protect them anymore. Because otherwise they'll come after us, too. And, of course, we're not going to protect somebody who picks fights. Even though they're picking a fight with a bad guy. Two wrongs don't make a right. So, we don't support that kind of behavior. But, yeah, check it out. Mystera Legacy MMO Sandbox. Is how you look it up. Kind of like mystery, but you trade the Y for an A. Mystera Legacy. And it's a pretty cool game. The players create pretty much everything. They create roads. They create buildings. You know, it's the players' jobs to maintain the roads. Gold and silver is real tender. People buy, sell, and trade like in the old days. It's a good game. I like it. So, check it out. Check out our Scrap Go Scrap podcast tomorrow or Sundays at 7 p.m. Central. And it's at scrapgoscrap.com. And, of course, our Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast every Saturday. 8 o'clock in the winter and 9 o'clock in the summer, Central Standard Time. And, that's all, folks. Check out Lenny Ladner. He's the sponsor for Scrap Go Scrap. Check out KCLA Management. Kansas City, Los Angeles is the abbreviation. KCLA Management, LLC. Or KCLAManagement.com. It's my website. I'm the owner, and I'm the sponsor of everything of mine, both these podcasts. Check out my stuff. See what I have to offer. Mostly it's Bayline, astrology, thinking outside the box type stuff. But I'm downsizing a lot of it. So, yeah. Anyways. Yeah, call in. Join us. We love to hear from you. We love to have some kind of feedback, commentary, somebody to interact with, somebody to interview, like we did on our Flat Earth podcast. And like this lady did in her dog eating festival video, you know. We'd like to have people on for different subjects, and we would like to interview them and cross-analyze the subject together. So, yeah, we could do that on both podcasts. Scrap Go Scrap one's more political or freedom fighter or liberty-based. For this one, it's pretty much everything else. So, there you go. All right, I'm getting tired, and I'm almost done for the day. I'm going to get to the yard, get some fuel, and then I'm going to go pass out. I've been working for about 24 hours. Worked for about 48 hours now. I got some sleep in between. Especially on this last run, I got about 2 hours of sleep. But, you know, I'm tired of getting 1 hour here, 2 hours there, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there. I want to go get a full 8 hour nap. So, that's what I'm going to do here in about an hour or less. So, party on. I'll upload this later, and hope you guys have a great day. And all that good stuff. Nanu, nanu. Okay, bye.